Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
If we've learned nothing over the recent years, it's that the immigration has a tendency to divide people here in the United States. It divides them politically. It certainly divides them socially. But in Alabama, it seems to be dividing them in a religious way as well. Back in June, Alabama passed one of the toughest immigration laws in the country, much like the controversial Arizona law before it. This one also allows police officers to detain individuals and ask them to produce documentation, citizenship documentation, when they're asked during routine traffic stop. But Alabama goes a little further than that. It also makes it a crime to knowingly harbor, transport, or rent property to undocumented immigrants. Earlier this month, the U.S. Department of Justice sued to block that part measure of the law, saying it interferes with federal immigration enforcement. And then the same day that the Obama administration filed its lawsuit, a group of bishops in Alabama sued the state, saying the new law violated their freedom of religious rights. Joining us now, the Reverend Matt Lacey, minister at Woodlawn United Methodist Church in Birmingham, Alabama. And you're part of this lawsuit?
I'm not named specifically in the lawsuit. This was an individual act of Bishop Willimon, but myself and other clergy support it very strongly and wrote an open letter, which was signed by over 150 Methodist clergy opposing the law.
Now, I understand that your argument is it violates the Christian values taught in the parable of the Good Samaritan. Explain.
Well, if there's a really consistent theme in the Gospels and throughout the Bible, and that's welcoming the stranger, offering the stranger hospitality. And we feel that this law is just far too harsh to accomplish anything around the issue of illegal immigration and goes against the Gospel.
Okay, so also with us this morning, Alabama Republican State Senator Bill Holtzclaw. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You co-sponsored this bill. It means, I'm assuming, that you strongly support it. And you heard what the Reverend said. Why do you support this tough immigration law there in Alabama?
Well, I support the law because, first of all, it's what the people elected us to do. Unfortunately, or fortunately, depends on which side of the equation you're on, this was part of why the Republican majority was elected to the Alabama State Senate for the first time in 136 years. You can't overlook the fact that a bipartisan vote of 71% of the Senate voted for this law. We have 22 Republican senators and for a total of 35 senators. So, I support it because this is something we said that we were going to do. One of the five tenets of the Republican GOP message that was put forth. But going another level, I supported it because it's the right thing to do. This law, the bishop, specifically the Pastor Lacey mentioned, Bishop Willimon, I want to make it clear that that is not the church's position. That is the bishop sharing the bishop's position. My church here in North Alabama fully supports me and those that supported this law.
Okay.
We see it slightly different.
How do you see it? You don't think that it violates the ideas of the Good Samaritan?
No, I don't, because there's nothing in this law that prohibits anyone from doing things, from the Good Samaritan aspect. The difference is those that are opposing this law want us or want preferred us to have written in exclusions for religious activities. And the slippery slope that you get on when you then have to define what are those religious activities. And there are in the loopholes that others are going to operate and begin to dismantle the law.
That's
why they were not written in that fashion.
That's Alabama Republican State Senator Bill Holtzclaw. Also with us, Reverend Matt Lacey, a minister at Woodlawn United Methodist Church in Birmingham. So, Matt Lacey, what's your response to what the state senator just said? Do you feel like there are certain things you would want to do that would be prohibited by this law?
Yeah, absolutely. And let me just say to the senator, I know he's a member of a very large church up in North Alabama, and I've received emails and phone calls from members of his church who do oppose the law. So I know there are many that support the senator, but at the same time, recognize that there are many people who actually oppose this law as well. And to say that it's the right thing to do, I think sort of mischaracterizes the bill a little bit. For me and my church, we run a food pantry, and I know for a fact that some of those members that we serve in that food pantry are here illegally. And so to serve them food and know that they are here illegally is illegal under this law. I've had supporters and the authors of this bill confirm these facts to me. It really does impede ministry. And, you know, I've had supporters say that there should be a religious exclusion built into this law. And I understand, and the senator can correct me, that there was a vote to allow an exclusion for religious purposes for this law, and it was voted down. So again, going back to what the senator said, you know, every time we've talked to people who support this law, we've pressed them to give a religious reason why they support this law, and they have failed to do so.
All right. Well, that's Reverend Matt Lacey of the Woodlawn United Methodist Church in Birmingham. State Senator Bill Holtzclaw, do you have a religious religion when you say this is the right thing to do? Or is there religious underpinnings?
Well, the religious underpinning, in my view, is that there are abilities for churches to be able to reach out and support the immigration population, the immigrant population. I don't believe that this law prohibits that.
Well, give me an example of what churches could do to help an illegal immigrant that would not violate this law.
Great answer. And right in there lies the crux of the entire problem. The churches need to work with the immigrant population, as well as the elected officials at the state level and at the federal level. We need to refine the immigration process. That's what this is all about. If people can come to our country legally and work the way that they work right now and can gain a legal status, and we know it's a work visa program. I'm not talking about citizenship. I'm not asking anybody to give up their citizenship. Mm-hmm. Although if they want to be a part of this great experiment that we have here in America and exercise their freedoms as such, I welcome them there as well. But
okay.
The church needs to take the mission on of enabling the immigrant population to gain a legal status. They're actually, in my view, they're actually enabling the workers, the businesses that hire the illegal immigrants and oppress them by enabling the situation that they're in.
All right. That's Alabama Republican State Senator Bill Holtzclaw. Back to Reverend Matt Lacey from the Woodlawn United Methodist Church there in Birmingham. Reverend, I mean, you asked the state senator if there are religious underpinnings to his support for the bill, but let me just ask you, as that very question kind of violate that line between church and state? Should we be worrying about whether this law violates your Christian values?
Well, again, you know, I didn't hear a religious reason. The funny thing is, here in Alabama, particularly in the South, a lot of politicians campaign on their faith, and it's sort of a centerpiece to their campaign piece. You know, I'm a Christian. You know, my values will guide my work. And yet we fail to see it in these votes when they pass these laws, and so there's this funny mix of a religion and love for America and all these things without thinking twice about maybe sometimes how these things conflict. And just to address the senator's concern about work visas, I agree we need immigration reform badly. And I'm not saying let's just open the borders. I'm saying this one specific law is not the answer. It takes an average of 20 years legally to enter the country and gain citizenship. We need immigration reform, but this is not the answer to it.
Okay, that is Reverend Matt Lacey, minister at Woodlawn United Methodist Church in Birmingham, Alabama, and Alabama Republican State Senator Bill Holtzclaw. Holtzclaw co-sponsored a bill, and the part of that bill that Matt Lacey is arguing over is the part that says it is illegal to knowingly harbor, transport, or rent property to undocumented immigrants. And in fact, there is a lawsuit now sponsored by more than 150 church leaders saying that the bill violates Christian values. Thank you to both of you.
I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headley. This is The Takeaway.